Director of Marine Wharves at the Jamaica Customs Agency, Kevin Carter, is appealing to customers to make truthful declarations when seeking to clear goods at the ports. This in order to avoid penalties under the Customs Act. Mr. Carter, who was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne, notes that a truthful declaration will help to speed up the processing time for the clearance of goods, especially during the Christmas season.
So when you say a regular barrel costs $6.5 with shoes and so on, but suppose I bring in a Gucci shoes and so on, you're going to look and say, well, the shoes there cost $200 US, or from it come a shoes you're just going to let.
Well, once it's your personal effects, we can't really determine how you spend on yourself. But there are some parameters that we use, what is considered to be your personal items. I do understand there are issues as it relates to some personal items.
But if I bring 15 pairs, you will suspect
it's moving to quantity, right? That's a challenge you have. Sometimes when we say to persons, what you have is more than your personal allowance and is deemed commercial. So if we say deemed commercial, we're not necessarily saying that you're going down to Bendon Plaza to sell it or going to hustle it down the road. It simply means that we have a guideline to determine what is your personal limit as opposed to beyond that amount, what is considered to be non-personal. Yeah. So we would say, okay, for the person who travel, you say you have an amount of $500 US as your allowance. So when we begin to add up, and we say, okay, you have reached your $500 limit now, anything over this is considered to be dutiable, right? In case of the persons who have not traveled, if you bring items that do not fit within the normal personal effects, which would be the basic 6.5 in some situation, but if these items that you have are considered to be items that don't fit in that parameter, we have to value them as they are. So if you declare that the one auto part is this, and I have an appliance, for argument's sake, is this amount, then we begin to add that up and put on the relevant tariff codes and value them accordingly.
Which leads me to the question of how objective your valuation system is. How up to date is your database? How have you improved your efficiency so that if I lie, you are likely to find out? Is your system that good that if I undervalue the thing, I'm likely to get caught?
I like how you use the word not that good. It's not perfect.
Yes.
But we have improved a whole lot. We were encouraged to improve our system, which we have. And that unit has been, the valuation unit and the research unit has been improved significantly.
Okay.
We have a research unit, a special unit, where information will be collated on declarations and stored in that database. We have a fully functioning valuation verification unit, and these team of individuals make contact with suppliers and so forth to ensure that the authenticity of the invoices that are submitted. And drawing on our own experience, you can pick up certain issues as it relates to declarations. So it has significantly improved. With we have a special database unit, and with the introduction of ASICUDA, this will be significantly improved in terms of collating data and keeping track of declarations in an automated way. Right. So I would say that we have improved a whole lot, and we have a specialized unit that deals with verification of values, investigation, look at declarations. If at the port we have issues and we are not able to make determinations there and then, we can refer these declarations to verification unit, and they will efficiently pursue the matter and give feedback in a reasonable time frame.
Yes. So you would say overall that customs is prepared for the season?
Yes. Let me speak about Kingston Wharves recently.
Yes.
In discussion with the port operators, they put forward a suggestion that we have been toying with over the years. And one of the concern was that when they come to the Kingport building to pay their charges, they have to then leave from there, go to the customs manifest branch, join another line, and then get their documents manifested, and then they will proceed to the warehouse. What we have done now in collaboration with the port is to get a special area in the Kingport building and place some officers there.
Yes.
So they come to the Kingport building, pay their charges, and they just gently slip into the customs line.
Good.
So, you know, it's almost like a seamless transition.
Improvement.
Yes, it's not perfect because it's not a transferring of the manifest branch.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just splitting the activity and making the customer life a little bit easier.
Good.
And therefore, they are able to now basically join one line and in one area and then move to the port. Yes.
Director of Marine Wharves at the Jamaica Customs Agency, Kevin Carter, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.